This is the service of Radio St. Helena, the voice of the South Atlantic.
Sweden. My name is Joy Lawrence. Welcome to this special broadcast from the island of St. Helena, many miles away from you in the South Atlantic Ocean. We at Radio St. Helena hope to close the gap between your country and our island by bringing you special interviews and messages from your boys in blue on board the HMS Carl Schooner, which is in port at Jamestown, St. Helena. Here to present the program is Tony Leo.
And it has been a great pleasure to have the visit to the remote island of St. Helena of the Swedish naval vessel HMS Carl Schooner and her officers and crew. The ship has been here for 2 days and I have decided to take my microphone on board to talk to some of her crew to find out just how they have enjoyed the stay here, and maybe I can get some of them to send a message to you back there in Sweden. And here in bright sunshine on the boat deck, I find some lads not wearing any shirts, with tins of paint in their hand and paintbrushes.
My name is Ola Andersson.
And what is your particular role on the ship? What do you do?
I'm a midshipman, and I'm on an education trip.
Have you been here a long time on this boat?
For 1 month.
And are you enjoying it?
Very much. I like it.
Yeah. What do you think of St. Helena?
I like the island very much. It's different. I don't know how to say. There's mountain and the grass and it's green and sunshine and the water is very lovely.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you got folks back in Sweden somewhere?
Yes, in Landskrona.
Would you like to say hello to them in Swedish and also say hello to them in English?
Yes. Hey, mama, papa, jag hälsar från Karlskrona här, det är Ola. Hello, mother and father. I'm on the ship now and I want to say hello. It's a lovely place to be on. I come home soon. my job is actually a waiter for officers.
Yeah.
I serve them with food and so.
What is your name?
My name is Fredrik Malm.
And which part of Sweden are you from?
I'm from south of Sweden, in Helsingborg.
Is that near Karlskrona?
No, it's about 5 hours with car.
Would you like to send a message to your folk in Swedish?
Yes, please. Ann-Marie Malm och Lars Malm. Hej, det är jag, Fredrik. Och kommer hem snart. Hello, it's me, Fredrik. Coming home soon, 2nd of May.
Were you able to go ashore on St. Helena?
Yeah, yesterday. And I thought it was very lovely. We're at Napoleon's house. And
did you buy any souvenirs?
No, I didn't. I couldn't find any.
You couldn't find any? Have you been to anywhere in your travels or visit any place that's similar to St. Helena?
The most islands we have been in port, like San Sebastian and Juan Fernandez. It's almost the same, with high mountains and lovely water and weather. That's near the same.
You start talking to yourself, and soon enough you're on the shelf and getting nowhere. Am I truthful, am I not? Was there something I forgot? Well, here's an open fire. Step right in and find yourself clinging to the weed of life and death. You're worrying, cause you don't know where to put your pride. But that's alright. And you're hurting for all times you have to use your lights. Well, let me tell you where those lights will get you now. You'll be such a dead storm. You start to walk all alone.
On board the Karlskrona, and here I've got a person who's just returned from his tour of St. Helena. What do you think of the island?
Well, it's rather nice, I think.
about the nice place on Earth.
Yeah.
It's a very nice island, yes.
You must be joking.
No.
How long have you been working on the boat or been on the ship?
Oh, we have been on the boat for at least 5 months, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that all the ports that you've called in, St. Helene is the best port?
One of the best, yeah. I think so.
And what is your name?
Olle Fogelin.
And whereabouts would be your home in Sweden?
I'm living in the west coast, about 15 miles north of Gothenburg.
Would you like to say hello to your folks in your own language?
Yeah.
And send them a message?
Yes, I'm pleased. Tjena morsan och farsan. Det är Olle som snackar. Sitter just nu på båten utanför Sankt Helena. Mycket trevlig. Vi syns snart. 26 dagar kvar. Hej då. Okej.
Well, it's nice meeting you, and I hope you have a pleasant voyage.
Okay, thank you.
And here we got somebody else who's also traveling on board this vessel. Who are you?
I'm Thomas Ingård.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a washing man on board, washing clothes.
Washing clothes. You work in the laundry?
Yes, as you say.
So you try and tell people not to dirty up too many clothes? More work.
Doesn't that matter to me, because we have so much clothes on board, but... I don't like to get too dirty clothes because it's too much work.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me about your trip on St. Helena. What exactly did you see when you went ashore?
We went up a mountain near the steps. It's 799 steps.
Jacob's Ladder.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we looked around. And then we went down to the city, what do you call it? The town?
Jamestown.
In Jamestown.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went by a taxi around the island, looking at the grave, Napoleon's grave, and his house, and just driving around, looking around. It was very nice. I mean, the mountains and...
Do you like our weather?
Your weather, yes, it isn't so very hot as you can think it should be, but... It's okay.
And you are enjoying your voyage?
Yes, so far. But we are getting a bit homesick now.
Yes.
We've been away for 5 months.
Yes. Where is your home?
Yes. My home is in South Sweden.
And you've got folks there?
Yes.
Want to say hello to them?
Kära farsan, och Mia och hela köret. Det är ingen går att snacka. Okay. Thank you.
Now here's somebody hard at work. I don't know exactly what you're doing, but what is it you're doing there?
I'm doing a sailor's knife. It's a traditional work. I don't know if it's too good, but it's my first knife.
Your first knife. And, and what is your job on this boat?
I am working on the expedition with computers and things.
Oh, you work with all electronics, computers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And... you've also been ashore then?
Yes, it's for the same time, for now, 6 months.
Now you've been here for 2 days. This is your second day. You're going to be leaving port very soon and heading north again. What do you think of the island of St. Helena and this particular stopover?
I think it's a very charming little island. I think it's one of our best, how we call it? Visits, and it's not so big, but it's look like almost like England, going on the moors and same color and the same type of landscape.
Uh-huh. Are you married?
No,
you're not.
I live with my folks.
Oh, I see. And where would your folks be at this particular moment?
This particular moment, I think. One of them are working, and I think my mother is home now, I think.
Well, let's hope she's home listening to this program.
Yeah.
Would you like to send a message?
Yeah, I can tell her in Swedish.
Yeah, please do.
Hallå farsan, hallå morsan, det är Albert här. Vi sitter utanför Sankt Helena. Jag håller på med lite sjömanskniv just nu, men jag ska nog visa er när jag kommer hem. 26 dagar kvar, vi ses snart. Hejdå!
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Hej. Jag heter Lars Vegas. Vad heter du?
Nej. Du har precis köpt en milstolpe i svensk musikhistoria. Mycket nöje.
Mina damer och herrar, Sveriges svar på New Kids on the Block, Lars Vegas Trio!
Jag tror att efter varje natt kommer gryningen.
Fast jag inte kan stå, min slatterskatt när jag börjar om igen.
Känner doften av en stilla ocean. Men så står jag i en levande orkan. Med gångad av en stormvind fast rätt. Ingenting kan hindra mig. Och det går sig i mitt hjärta. Fångad av en stormvind natt och dag. Här är svåra du och jag. Och det ljus som himlen lämnar kvar.
Dags att ge sig av. För stunder som har flytt, det kommer aldrig mer vägar.
Jag ger mig ut på öppet hav. Allting blir som nytt i den framtidsreda jord.
Känner doften av en stilla ocean. Plötsligt står jag i en levande orkan. Är fångad av en stormvind fast för dig. Ingenting kan hindra mig. Och det blåser i mitt hjärta. Fångad av en stormvind natt och dag. Här vi står att du och jag.
Som vi någonsin har spelat för.
And here I am just walking through the galley, but it all happens without this particular room. The ship just stays put because nobody gets fed. I'm in the galley now, and your name?
Mats Engelskjö.
Mats. You're from Sweden then?
Yeah, I'm from Sweden. I'm the chef on board.
And what are you doing at the moment?
Well, we're preparing the dinner, and tonight we're having a Chinese.
Mm-hmm. So that's beans you've got there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's easy beans. Yeah.
Have you had the opportunity to go ashore while you were at St. Helena?
Yeah, I was ashore yesterday, and I really enjoyed it. Looked at Napoleon's house and.
Everybody who I've seen enjoyed it. I wonder if they're just saying that or they're really genuine about it.
Oh, I sure do. Really enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. And you've got folks in Sweden?
Yeah, I do.
Are you married?
No, not yet.
No, not yet. You're going to get married?
Maybe. You don't
maybe.
Know.
Right. You want to say hello to your girlfriend or your folks back there in your own language? And any message you'd like to send?
Yeah, sure. Hey, mamma och pappa. Nu kommer jag hem om en månad.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Say Gjørtskuren.
And what is your role on this boat?
I'm just about to go on guard the ship, that's what I'm saying.
To go on duty?
Yeah.
Yes. And did you enjoy your stay at St. Helena?
Yeah, it was a very nice place. Very big mountains, and we're up with a taxi, and it was very beautiful.
Now, you're from Sweden?
Yeah, which part? North.
North.
Yeah.
Your folks are up there, you're married?
They're married, yeah.
Are you married? You
want to I'm say not married.
You're not married. Married.
You're not married.
No. But you will be someday.
Yeah, 10 years, please.
Yeah. That's good. So you want to say hello to your folks back there?
Yeah.
In your own language.
My own language, okay. So they understand.
And a message if you want to.
Okay. Ja, jag ska hälsa till Sverige och där en Jem Gjørtskuren. Och hälsningar även till Sollefteå, den vackra staden, och mina föräldrar och min flickvän. Tack!
Okay, is it difficult for a female to fit into the work that I see a lot of people doing here? Because you seem to be on the same role, there's nothing extra special set for you, or am I mistaken?
No, I think you're right. I think it's, I mean, for me personally, it's I'm doing all right on board, I think, and I like the job, and all the boys, they are very nice, so... Well, most of them, they're very nice, so I think both of us, or all five of us, we are five girls actually on board, and we do fit in very well, we do.
Why are you here? Did you offer to be on board, or did they say you've got to join the ship?
You see, we're all in the Naval's school, training school, and we all are midshipmen. In this course, we have to do... a 2-month cruise on this Navy ship, so we're going to broaden our knowledge about the sea ship, yeah. And things like that.
But the thing is, you are enjoying it.
Oh, we all are, yes, very
You've
much.
You've been to many places, have you?
Oh, we have been to many places,
yeah.
Yes, we are coming from Lüderitz in Namibia. And from here we're going to Dakar in Senegal. So we have seen a lot of different and very exciting places that we perhaps shouldn't come to.
Well, how do you find St. Helena exciting, or just as exciting as the other places?
Santa Helena is amazing. It's a beautiful island, actually. It is. We went up in a car, 7 people today. We went up to the mountains, and it's very, very beautiful up there. It's very green if you compare to the shore down here. It's all very dry and rocky down here. But up there it's, I think it was Mr. Forsbeck here, Midshipman Forsbeck, he said to me that Santa Helena is like a fairy tale or something. The country looks like a fairy tale. So yes, and we went up to Longwood House as well to see where
Napoleon
lived,
was,
yes, his last years, and of course the tomb of Napoleon. And I think it's very exciting to have the opportunity to be on this island. It is.
So you've got a lot of news to take back home when you go home.
Mm-hmm.
Where is home for you?
Home is south of Stockholm, in a small town called Västerhaninge. It's very close to the big naval base we have down there.
Do you think your folks will be listening at this moment?
Oh, maybe they do, yes.
And if they do, you want to say hello to them?
Oh, yes, I can. Då vill jag hälsa hem till Sverige, till min mamma och pappa, Lars och Inge Falk. Och till alla mina vänner som jag har där.
In the desert snakes are lurking. One bite you turn purple. Sucks the blood from my brain. You will never see her again. You give me snake bite.
Hälsa hem till mina föräldrar Asta och Lennart Karlsson uppe i Sorsele. Och sen så vill jag hälsa till min pojkvän Frank Johansen och till alla mina vänner som jag känner runt hela Sverige. Thank you.
Oh, my name is Sven Wallfors.
Uh-huh.
And I'm electronic officer on board. And it means that I take care of all electronics materials, mm-hmm. like radar stations, radio stations, computers, navigation system, and that kind of equipment.
So you're a very important man on the ship.
Oh, absolutely, one of the most important. Yes.
Well, the Karlskrona is a beautiful boat, and I'm on here now. And within the next 3 or 4 hours, it will be pulling up anchor, and we'll be leaving St. Helena. But have you had the opportunity to go ashore?
Yes. Today I had the luck to do it. Mm-hmm. And I must say, when we first saw this island from the sea, the high mountains and so, we said, oh, it doesn't look so very well. But after have been traveling around today, I must say it was a fantastic, beautiful island. It was something like the Alps and Madeira, if you have been there. It
Madeira,
was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
high mountains and down to the valleys, and you could see the sea down.
Yes.
It was marvelous, green and so nice.
Yeah. It was nice to have a Royal Naval vessel from your country to call at St. Helena. And this is the first one in, I think, 174 years
yes,
or thereabouts.
Think it was the sailing ship Irsjöni.
Yeah.
Was the last Swedish ship here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are a little proud to be here again.
Yes, yeah. Making history again.
Yeah, really.
Well, you've got folks back in Sweden, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to say hello to them in your own language and possibly a message?
Oh, tell yes, them how of you're course. Getting on. I want to send a message to my family, my wife, and my two children.
Would you like to say that in your own language?
Hej allihopa där hemma, Lisa och Martin och Johanna. Det är jättefint här och vi har varit på en ö som heter Sankt Helena här idag och det var en upplevelse. Det var otroligt tjusigt och fint. Och det är bra allting och det ska bli skönt att komma hem om ett par veckor nu. Hej så länge.
Ser du boken på veranden? Den om barnen i vår tid. För varje blad som vinden vänder berättas om ditt liv. Jag vet inget om din framtid. Nej, den är ett oskrivet blad. För varje dag som kommer växer livet rad för rad. Min älskade Karolin, se hur trädgården står i blom i din mormors paradis. Minns att livet är en gåva, kärleken en vacker konst som tar ett liv att lära, ligger bort från vårt förstånd. Med dig känns livet helt, ja, så mäktigt och så stort. Jag känner närhet av något högre, en kraft som allting gjort. Min älskade Karolina, se hur trädgården står i blom i din mormors paradis. Men jag har aldrig haft gott om pengar. Jag har mina sånger, musiker allt jag kan. Men jag älskar dig av allt mitt hjärta, min själ och mitt förstånd. Se hur vackert solen sjunker kallt och de bergens horisont. Jag minns den natt du föddes, kalträd, oktoberhöst. Jag minns ett ilsket.